Hey, thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss funding a real estate transaction.
I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate, and boy, are you in for a treat. Marcia Edwards of Windermere Real Estate is here today, and she is going to give us a little inside information on what's happening in the market, and it's going to blow your mind.
We've been turning the corner to year end, and we've been looking at the trends and seeing where the buyers are having to go to get a home. And the median sales price is $380,000, let's just round off to, is what you have as a median sales price in Eugene, Springfield, right here in town.
So, Marcia, you mentioned a really interesting concept that parents are buying houses for cash so that they can basically snatch it away from other buyers or competing offers, and then they'll eventually turn around and sell it to their kid, and their kid can go do a refinance and take care of it.
You definitely want to look at the tax structure, what the event is for tax purposes, but yes, that is an option. Or a substantial down payment. If you have more than 30% down payment during this COVID window, which is actually an opportunity window in this case, then you've got the possibility that you will not have an appraisal in the transaction. So if the lender looks at that buyer before you go out looking at houses and says, okay, you've got a great credit score, you've got low debt to income ratio, and you've got the ability to purchase with a good solid down payment of 30% or more, we may be able to waive the appraisal, which is getting closer to cash. The appeal to cash is you don't have to pass the lender scrutiny.
Okay, and how does that work? So let's say you've got a property in Springfield that is vacant, somebody's going to move into it, and you've got two or three competing offers. You lay them out side by side, and your seller is looking to you saying, advise me, tell me what you think is the best. What goes into your thought process as a listing broker?
How close are we to the cash? That's what I want to know. What stands between that seller and their money? And what are the conditions of the purchase, including the financing, is what I'd look at. You've got to look at the possibility that there's going to be hurdles from the lender. So first is, what is their source of funds? And because they have cash does not mean they have cash. So you definitely want to verify the source of funds with documentation. It may insult the seller, may insult the buyer that you're looking for their source of funds, and they need to get over it, because in this competitive market, actually nationwide, more than three offers per house is what we're seeing right now. Nationwide trend, nationally. So you're going to be in competition. And to be in competition as a buyer, you need to have your ducks in a row. You have to already have the verification of funds to close, whether you're just talking about your down payment or the full cash purchase price.
So if they say they're paying all cash, a bank statement will suffice?
Yes, if it's got a date and your name on it personally.
Okay.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.